This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It's been a good week. All is well. We're puttering along. I am going directly home today. So that's a little unusual. I've been dropping off at the church to help out get the video set up, but today I'm heading home. Lots of balls in the air, and everything seems to be going fine. We did Cat in the Hat last week. It was fun. So I had gotten just a regular Cat in the Hat costume, and so that kind of formed the base, and then I got a Thing 1 and Thing 2. So I could put them on my shoulders, and then I ran a cable into Thing 1, so I, down in my hand, I could push the bicycle cable in and out and make Thing 1 nod yes. So he would answer questions yes, and so everybody got a kick out of that. That was going to be the whole deal. And then I actually bought a Cat in the Hat book, and I had forgotten that Cat in the Hat actually does this balancing thing. And so in the process of doing that balancing thing, I looked at that and I thought, I can do that. But there was no picture that had all the pieces that I wanted to do. I didn't want to do everything. So I did do the umbrella with the fish on top of that. And then I did a couple little books out of tissue paper and poster board, and the umbrella I made out of tissue paper as well to make it light, put a aluminum rod in the middle of it. And then mounted with magnets, the little fishbowl on the top with the little fish in it. So it was cute. People got a big kick out of it. So it was fun. So we did that, did some videos, put those up. That was all good. This next week was for International Cat Day. So that's part one, and then this will be International Cat Day part two coming up. So we'll do that tomorrow. And, and then the next week is International Dog Day. And then the week after that is National Bowtie Day. And I'm not sure what I'm doing for National Bowtie Day. I ain't got it yet. I'm working on it. The next is Labor Day, which I'm trying to do something a little wilder for Labor Day. I'm actually trying to make a muscle suit. Full body muscle suit. I found some patterns and it doesn't look that hard. So I'm doing the thing, and we're gonna give it a try. And it just, even if it looks goofy, that's fine. You know, this is one of those things that it's more for laughs than anything else. So anyways, that's all puttering along. So the costuming thing is gonna, I've got to keep all the balls in the air for that over the next couple of weeks and try to get, you know, something put together for National Bowtie Day. But I really, even though Labor Day is after National Bowtie Day, the materials that I'm going to use for Labor Day, I need to get those allocated and finished first, and then whatever leftovers I have, I'm going to fold those back into National Bowtie Day. So it's all this critical path stuff, you know, you just got to keep the critical path stuff going. Speaking of critical path, book 13, I'm coming down to the end of it. I think I'm on the next to the last chapter, which I'm on 29, and then there'll be a news feed, chapter 30, and then there'll be an epilogue. And I think I'm setting myself up right for the epilogue. We'll see. I think it'll be a pretty good epilogue. I think so. You know, you got to hit the moment in the epilogues. You got to try to make people cry in the epilogues. But I think we'll have our hero moments. Yeah, I think. It feels like it's there. I can feel it resonating. You know, I can feel it vibrating. So I think so. So it'll be good. Work is fine. Work is good. We've been puttering along, getting things done. So all is well there. Everything is good. We're doing a lot of Teams meetings, you know, obviously. So that's all well and good. And so that's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. There is other news, but it might not quite be time for that news. So we'll just do that next week. Anyways, because we'll actually know more. Anyways, so last night, I was dragging a little bit last night. Sometimes this, you know, second fast, it's interesting because when I stop on Tuesday night, and then restart, of course, on Thursday, sometimes Wednesday's a little more of a drag than other Wednesdays. I don't know exactly what the formula is there. I can tell from my weight, I was 163.5 this morning, but I had just gone for a run, so I sweated out, you know, a pound or two there. But I've been bouncing around 166 on Thursday morning. And this morning I was 163.5, so that would indicate probably I didn't have quite maybe as much bulk as I usually do on Tuesday nights. So, you know, maybe that's why my energy level was a little bit down, but I was looking, trying to come up with something to do for podcast. And at first I thought, well, maybe it's just one of those podcasts where I just ramble. Then I started looking through the Pocket, getpocket.com. There's a whole bunch of stories out there, a lot of interesting stories. So I started looking through getpocket.com to see if there were some stories there. And there were a couple, and I actually read through them, and I was just like, no. And then I came across this one story, and I have an affinity to the story because it happened in the Philippines, and I grew up in the Philippines, and so it's very easy for me to connect with the descriptions in the article. And it's easy for me to understand and connect with the mindsets and the attitudes and the circumstances so because of all that, you know, there's certainly some resonance with me. As I was reading the article, I was thinking, when did this happen? Because I would have thought I would have remembered this, but in fact I left the Philippines in 1976, and this happened, I believe, in 1992. So I think this is a interesting tale, and it's a cautionary tale of the sadness that the flesh can cause and how that if you follow the flesh, everything will just keep getting worse. Whereas if you just take a step back, just think for a moment, is this really true, these feelings that I'm having? What lies are these feelings based on? How can I show compassion? How can I show reasonableness? How can I show mercy and grace in this situation? A lot of the sadness that comes out of this story wouldn't have to happen, even though I do understand, having grown up in the Philippines and known the circumstances of many there, I do understand how this could happen. So, anyways, there is a promotion in 1992. It's called Number Fever. And what it was is that Pepsi had printed numbers on bottle caps, and they were going to do a grand prize drawing that if your number was on this bottle cap on the inside, that you would win $1,000,000. Now, that is a lot of money, It is certainly a lot of money. In the Philippines, ₱1,000,000 is a lot of money. Due to the exchange rate, however, in today's dollars, it's about $68,000. So we would look at $68,000, and that's not something we would sneeze at, because it's $68,000. I mean, the government's going to take half of it, you know, yada yada. But still, it's a non-trivial amount of money. For the Filipinos, though, $68,000 is a lot of money. It's ₱1,000,000. So, I mean, when we were in the Philippines, I can't remember, and this would have been in the 70s, but I think we paid our full-time mate, 6 days a week, 8 hours a day, cooked all the meals, washed all the laundries, cleaned the house, full-time mate. I think we paid her somewhere in the range of 120, 140 pesos a week, which at that time, with the exchange rate, was about $20. So $20, $25. So, you know, some people kind of rag and razz on missionaries for saying, you know, you get over there, you have maids and butlers and whatever. But I mean, if you're trying to get some work accomplished, and you can spend $20-$25 a week, and that offloads all of the housework off the couple, listen, that's money well spent. So in the mid-70s, ₱120-140 a week, approximately 500-600 pesos a month, got you a full-time mate. And this is ₱1,000,000. So there's been some inflation, obviously. So it's a significant chunk of change. Okay, so Pepsi does this big thing. It's very successful. It increases the market share of Pepsi from like 19.4% to 24.9%. Bottling companies, our plants are just roaring 20 hours a day trying to keep up, you know, with the demand. An aggressive ad campaign dominated the media, 29 radio stations, and 4 newspapers circulating the winning numbers. The promotion was initially scheduled to end on May 8th, but then was extended for 5 weeks. And by then, number fever, they said in the article, was verging on number hysteria. So in fact, cops jailed a maid who was accused of stealing her employer's bottle cap crowns. And two Pepsi salespeople were murdered following a dispute over another bottle cap. I mean, this is really cranky. So, they announce the winning number. The night of May 25th, 1992, 6 p.m., they announce the winning numbers. And the winning number is 349. 349. That's the winning number. They said that night, 70% of Filipinos watched Channel 2 evening news. Okay, so they talk about one of the ladies who was 23, living in a wooden shack beside the tracks, the railroad tracks. She's 23 and she has 4 children under the age of 5. This was not unusual in the Philippines. I can't say whether it's unusual now. because in the Philippines, your one of your big resources is children. So they're having kids like crazy, because hopefully one of them's gonna grow up to be a doctor or a lawyer or something. So this particular woman, she's watching. They call the winning number 349. She looks at her bottle cap. It's 349. Now you can imagine. She's living in a wooden shack by railroad tracks. Four children under the age of five. She's holding a bottle cap that says 349. That's worth ₱1,000,000. You can imagine what her reaction is. 349. Then it starts coming out that in fact there's been a mistake. That when the contest got extended, 349 was supposed to be the winning number, and there was only supposed to be, you know, one of those. But somehow, when the contest got extended and the printing was done, all of the bottle caps and things that were sold in the extension, the number got scrambled to another number somehow. No one communicated that. And so there's 600,000 people. There's 600,000 people that have the bottle cap 349. Now, okay. Pepsi cannot, I mean, that's impossible. Even if you're talking about $68,000, okay, you're not talking about ₱1,000,000, you're talking about $68,000. If there's 600,000 people, you know, you're talking about $40 billion. It's impossible. It is impossible. You can't make this right. Pepsi actually tried to make it right by saying that they would give 500 pesos to each winner who came forward with the winning bottle cap. Just a second. I'm home just a little bit later. And I need to write a guy real quickly. Okay, I need to do this, and I need to reply to all. Yeah, Rusty! Just got home. Give me 10 minutes. Okay. So anyways, okay, this is very sad. All right, this is a huge mistake. 600,000 people, for moments, thought that they were actually going to get ₱1,000,000. But it's impossible. The company could not survive it. The company does not have that kind of liquidity. 30 billion. I mean, you can't do it. But of course, each person individually now suddenly feels like, because of their flesh, we're owed this money. I won this money. This is my money, because now the flesh is, everything goes unreasonable. This is my money. I'm owed this money. I should get this money, because now the flesh is just flaring out of control. And there's all this rioting, and there's all this stuff. And, I mean, there's sad stories. People getting killed. shysters coming along and telling people, yeah, well, we're gonna form this thing and we're gonna get you your money and you need to get into our co-op and so we're gonna charge you 500 pesos and we're gonna join together and we're gonna get lawyers and they're just shysters. They're just so now people not only are not getting their $1 million. Now they're actually paying out, their flesh is convincing them to pay out money when these people are just taking their money and going. So now they're actually losing money. And you just read this story and it's just like, wow, 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 wow. Because it's sad. It's sad. But you just see how the flesh just amplifies everything. And so this was just another reminder to me again. When you feel yourself nervous, when you feel yourself fearful, when you feel yourself angry, when you feel yourself disappointed, pause. What lie is the flesh telling me right now? In the cases of these people with the bottle caps, the lie was you deserved that money. You've just lost 1 million pesos. They haven't lost anything. They didn't have 1 million pesos the moment before. They didn't have 1 million pesos a moment after. And the fact that they couldn't let go of that idea that they had won 1 million pesos, that they wouldn't see that that's a lie. No, you didn't. There was a mistake. You never won it in the first place. Meant that it just dragged them down, some all the way into death, some into bitterness, some into swindling. None of that got them the 1 million pesos and only made their lives worse. And the moral of the story here is when you're having any of those kind of feelings, pause, think, analyze, move towards gratitude, move towards love, move towards kindness, move towards mercy, move to a better place. Because all of those emotions aren't going to accomplish anything good in you and they're just going to strengthen the flesh. This is Phil Ferrand and I have made it home.